Well, now to a couple of people who are working hard for no wages, although they just got a big prize for their inventions. Hannah Herbst and Anirudh Ganeshan were recently awarded a $5,000 Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. Anirudh Ganeshan is 17 years old, senior at Clarksburg High School in Maryland, and Hannah Herbst is 16, a high school sophomore who also attends Florida Atlantic University. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Yeah, really excited to be here.
Well, Anirudh, let's start with you. You invented the Vax Wagon. Tell us what it is, first of all.
Yeah, so the Vax Wagon is a human power refrigerator that runs on no ice and no electricity that can be used to store and transport temperature-sensitive medication and vaccines and transport them to remote locations throughout the world.
How do you run that on no ice and no electricity? How do you use it to cool?
So it works with the same technology as the refrigerator in your home, but instead of using electricity, it uses wheel power. So basically a turning of a wheel will power the refrigeration system, which can refrigerate around 210 single-dose vaccine vials.
Hmm. And this goes back to a personal experience that you had. Tell us what happened that led you to invent this.
Yeah, I was originally born in India. And when I was an infant, my grandparents had to carry me 10 miles to a remote clinic in southern India to get me vaccinated. But when we got there, the vaccines were useless because they were just sitting on the counter and not being refrigerated. And so my parents told this story to me over dinner one day, and I was curious to see if this is still a problem or if other people were affected by something I was also affected by. And so I just took to the internet and I did some research and I found out that, according to UNICEF, 1.5 million children die annually due to vaccine-preventable diseases.
Well, stand by, Anirudh. I want to bring in Hannah. And Hannah, tell us what you invented.
So I invented an ocean energy probe designed to bring electricity access to my pen pal in Ethiopia. So she's living in energy poverty with very unstable access to electricity. And in seventh grade, I recognized this problem through a pamphlet that I received from the organization that put us in contact. And I became very interested in energy poverty. So I created several different iterations of this novel, portable, and cost-effective turbine to generate electricity for her and her family.
And how does it work?
So there's three different iterations. The first one is handheld, so you would hold the frame of it and then put it into the moving body of water. And it generated some electricity. However, I recognized that this wasn't really practical for her situation. So I created my second iteration, which you just tie to something stationary on the land. You can hold it or tie it to a tree, whatever doesn't move. And then it'll generate electricity by being carried in the current. And the third and final iteration is the recycled one that costs only $12 and is made from 90% economically feasible materials.
Wow. And is there anything else out there that's already doing something like this, or is this a first?
Well, this prototype is very novel because it's portable. Most of the turbines available on the market are large. They take thousands of man hours to create, and they cost thousands to millions of dollars, where mine costs less than $500 to make the second iteration. And I hope to combine materials from the third and second to make it even more cost effective for developing nations.
So have you gotten one of the prototypes to your pen pal in Ethiopia?
No, I'm working on open sourcing my prototypes right now so that people can make them anywhere in the world, including in classrooms to promote STEM education.
Hannah, how did you get into science? Because we always hear now that there aren't enough kids that are getting interested in science and math and technology. How did it happen for you?
Absolutely. So in elementary school, I really wasn't interested in science at all. I was very into theater and sports. Those were just what I enjoyed. And in seventh grade, my parents put me into this summer engineering and technology camp at Florida Atlantic University, where I'm dual enrolled now. And at first, I was kind of turned off to the whole science thing because I had been trained to just memorize, regurgitate information from a textbook onto a test. And I really wasn't doing science. But in that engineering camp, where I was the only girl in the program, I learned about how to innovate and I created robots. And that inspired me to solve my pen pal's energy poverty problem. So that's really how I got interested in science. And as soon as I got back to school, I made sure to join a bunch of science clubs so that I could continue to hone my engineering skills that I just discovered.
What do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
I'm really not sure. I just want to do, I really want to help people with whatever I end up doing in life.
And Anirudh, back to you with the same question. What got you into science?
So especially when I was a kid, I really liked playing with Legos, and that really got me into the whole innovative part of engineering. And when I was in high school, I realized that science can just do more than hone my own personal skills, but it can help others as well, such as cancer research, what I'm actually currently doing, and what I'm working with Vaxwagon. And I realized that using science, you could also promote STEM education and help people and save lives. And so that's really what motivated me to get into science.
And what do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
I really want to become a social entrepreneur, basically somebody who invests and creates business ventures that will save lives and help people who are less fortunate than we are. Basically, continue the same work I kind of do with Vaxwagon, but on a much larger scale.
That's Anirudh Ganeshan and Hannah Herbst, two young scientists who have done some incredible inventions. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
Thank you so much.
And in addition to the Gloria Barron Prize, Anirudh just won a $25,000 Davidson Fellows Scholarship. And last year, Hannah was 3M's America's Top Young Scientist. No surprise on either of those. You can see photos of Anirudh and Hannah and their inventions at our website, hereandnow.org.